This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Former President Jimmy Carter's at his home in Plains, Georgia, surrounded by family and receiving hospice care after a series of short hospital stays. William Dombey is the president of the National Association of Home Care and Hospice.
More than half of all people who die in a calendar year have used hospice care in the last year of life. The patient is in total control of the choices that are made, comfort care over curative care.
Carter's 98 and is the oldest living president. It's been 2 weeks since a train carrying toxic chemicals derailed in Ohio, and residents are concerned about their health.
All the pollution stuff, they're contaminating all of our water and all the soil around us. Very concerning. We're worried about our laying our cat outside.
Officials say the EPA did test the water and air and claim they are safe. A white Louisiana police officer is free on $25,000 bond after fatally shooting an unarmed black man. Body camera video showed the exchange between Officer Alexander Tyler and Alonzo Bagley, who was trying to flee police. Shreveport Citizens Watchdog Organization member Alvin Oliver says,
"Running from the police shouldn't be a death sentence."
A college basketball team is caught hazing. CBS's Mark Strassman has details.
New Mexico State's basketball team's locker room repeatedly hazed a teammate.
"Disgusted and I'm angry about what has occurred."
The most recent alleged attack happened February 6th.
The victims say the hazing happened repeatedly since last summer and no one stepped in to stop it. Early this morning, an Israeli airstrike in Syria killed more than a dozen people. Here's the BBC's Jimmy Schmidt.
Syria says Israel has carried out an airstrike on a residential neighborhood in Damascus. State television showed a badly damaged 10-story building. The targeted district is home to a heavily guarded security complex. Israel frequently attacks targets in Syria linked to Iran and Hezbollah militants, but rarely acknowledges its actions.
Our Deborah Rodriguez tells us what to eat to live a long life.
There is one common denominator in Costa Rica's Nicoyan Peninsula, the town of Loma Linda, California, the Okinawan Islands in Japan, Sardinia, Italy, and Icaria, Greece. Legumes. Whether it's a serving of beans, peas, or lentils, studies show that it's never too late to make changes that can add extra years to life expectancy.
You can buy those cans of beans or peas at the dollar store. A new study from Tufts University found that dollar stores are the fastest growing food retailer in the United States right now. With food prices still sky high, more people are looking for places that sell for less. This is CBS News.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Home heating bills in Wisconsin are going up this winter. Experts say there are steps you can take to reduce the impact. Mike Moen has more.
The Energy Information Administration predicts that Midwest households that rely on natural gas will spend an average of $1,000 on heating bills this winter. That's a 33% increase over last year. Whitney Hayes of the energy nonprofit Elevate agrees the region will see cost headaches in the coming months.
We're expecting gas prices to continue to go up this winter because of things like the war in Ukraine, and we're still doing a lot of recovery from COVID and shipping and supply shock and whatnot. So
she advises that small things such as making sure there's air sealing around windows and doors can produce savings on your bill. And energy experts say electric heat pumps have come down in price and are now more reliable in extremely cold weather. David Kalata of the Citizens Utility Board agrees that heat pumps are a strong alternative to natural gas, but he stresses they still might be out of reach for low-income households and that policymakers need to offer more incentives to make them accessible to everyone. Meanwhile, he says maximizing these options will make a difference.
And if you take advantage of this program and then you'll seal cracks in windows and maybe install energy efficient light bulbs, all of that works together holistically.
For those worried about their heat being disconnected this winter, most Midwestern states have cold weather rules, which require utilities to offer a payment arrangement to avoid that scenario.
Budget billing programs don't save you money over the course of a year, but they smooth out your payments, so you pay less in the winter and more in the summer.
Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
February 18th, 2023. It's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. It's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue here in the NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodore Yellman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. It's a beautiful, sunny Saturday morning in spite of the temperatures being not as high as we'd like them, but at least shows a little bit of promise with of spring as we see some of the snow start to deteriorate or melt, if that's the more accurate term. So I am very honored to have as my guest this morning the Vice President of Community of Engagement for La Casa de Esperanza, Maria Wadena. Maria, welcome. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm great.
Terrific.
It's an honor to be here.
Great. And so one of the reasons, a couple of reasons Maria is here is we want to put an end to one of Waukesha's best kept secret, which is this wonderful agency with a long history here in Waukesha, La Casa de Esperanza, and a big first step for all of you interested looking to support a community organization is the gala you have coming up on, is it March 4th?
Correct.
All right. And is that 2 weeks from today? Did I get that
it's
right?
It's exactly 2 weeks from today.
Two weeks from today. And there's still seats available. It's there at the main center in the school gym.
Correct. Yes, we still have seats available, and we might be able to squeeze a sponsorship or two in there too. So, if anybody is interested, please reach out.
And you're getting in front of a lot of great leaders in the community. I know our mayor Sean Riley. He never misses the gala.
Nope, he's always there.
State Representative Scott Allen and his lovely wife Angela will
be
there.
Correct. They are usually there. This year's event is Hawaiian themed, nice. So we're very excited. Every year it's very formal. We're excited about the new theme this year, and hoping everybody brings their best Hawaiian attire and a little more fun and casual. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, and hopefully in early March, we start to see a little bit of signs of spring, so that'll make
Correct.
It even more fun. So.
Yes. So that's...
Or if it continues to be lousy and cold, it'll be a nice little escape.
Bring a little sunshine into the gym of our community center at La Casa de Esperanza. Yes,
that's fun. So instead of a black tie type of formal like stiff suit thing, you get to dress up. You get in Hawaiian gear,
Hawaiian shirts, khakis, whatever.
Flip flops.
Whatever sounds fun.
You fill the gym floor with sand, maybe, or is that a little too ostentatious?
Actually, our president and CEO Sherry Campbell really wanted us to.
I love
it. She's like, gosh, we need to bring the beach somehow.
That's right. So. Oh, great idea. So maybe put in a few little sandboxes and baby pools, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Dipping your feet. Oh, that's wonderful. I think it's a great idea. And what else can people expect at the gala? What are some other fun offerings?
So we will have a live auction This year, we typically have a silent auction. This year, we're doing raffle baskets instead, just trying something a little bit different. And we do have a Raise the Paddle, which we started about 5-6 years ago, and it's been a great way to get the crowd involved and really to increase funding for the gala.
Sure. And what is Raise the Paddle? What does that mean?
Raise the Paddle is where we start bidding at
That paddle. Okay.
Correct. So, you know, we'll start it at a certain amount, and then people just generously give. And it's a great it's just a great event because we do have really good success. The other thing too that we're doing this year that I'm so excited about is every year we have an MC. This year our middle schoolers are the MCs.
Okay.
So we have three middle schoolers and I think that's just going to bring so much to the event, not only from this perspective of showcasing our middle schoolers, but our middle school opened in 2015. Not our middle school, I'm sorry. The school opened in 2015 with K-4 and K-5. So these middle schoolers are now in 6th and 7th grade.
I love it.
And so they're going to be, you know, these are our donors that are participating. And the great thing about it is now they get to see the kids that they believed in. They believed in the school. And now these are the benefits we're reaping because they're doing great. So
that's great.
Thrilled and excited about that.
Sure.
We also do an Esperanza Award.
Oh, nice.
Which goes to a family, or in this case, it's going to be two families.
Okay.
That have used La Casa as a stepping stone to better their lives.
Okay.
So we're going to be showcasing some families from the charter school.
Oh, nice.
And then our Legacy Award, which is going to the Malinger family this year.
Great fit.
Oh, they're fantastic. So
I love it. Oh, that's terrific. That'd be exciting. Now, full disclosure, my wife, Melissa, works on the school side there.
Yes.
As, I forgot, director of curriculum.
Correct.
I always get that mixed up. And she gets to work close. And we've had your executive principal, Pascual Rodriguez, on the show here twice.
Okay.
To promote the school, but also his book that he has out. It's a great read, too. I was really glad I got to read that. And but now we have you, and so we can add... So, as you said, unfortunately, La Casa is one of the better kept secrets here in Waukesha. For those who aren't aware, tell us what the mission of La Casa de Esperanza is.
It's to better the lives of those less fortunate. But basically, what we want to do for the community is to not give them a handout, but giving them a hand up. Like I've always said, we're Waukesha, our community, we're only as strong as our weakest link. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we need to be there to help those less fortunate. And I think we've done such a marvelous job with building equity for everybody. And
love it.
You know, our goal is to be out of a job because everybody is,
I love it.
You know, so sure. We would love to work ourselves out of a job.
Sure. Terrific. And you have, it's not just the school, there's a variety of different programs. We'll get to that in a second, but Calvin's been bothering me about putting this announcement. It's rather time sensitive. So at 10 o'clock this morning at Pewaukee High School, just, you know, not far from here, we have 9 Waukesha South Blackshirt wrestlers that have advanced to the sectionals. A win today, as I understand correctly, will then send them to state competition. Last year, we had 2 black shirts. This year, obviously, they want to add more. And so we want to wish the very best of success to Jimmy Wallenberg at the 126-pound weight, who is the regional champion in the regionals. Christian Smith at 160 pounds, who finished 4th in regionals. Justin Sweetie Geezy, the athlete formerly known as Primetime, will be competing in the 170-pound class. Israel Albiter, who finished 3rd in regionals, is the 182-pound representing us in that weight division. Giovanni Patlin, who finished 4th in regionals, at the 195-pound. And Robert Savickle at 220 pounds, who was a champ at regionals. And then my very good friend, C.J. Johnson, who who was on his way to St. Thomas in Minnesota on a football scholarship along with his teammate, fellow captain, Tak Tadioka. C.J. Johnson, who finished second in regionals, will be in the 285-pound class, the heavyweight class. So, and then I'd be remiss if I didn't mention two young ladies, Charlotte Range and Adriana Bach, who's affectionately known to her friends as Kai. They will also be competing in today's sectional. So best of luck to all those young men and women today. And it starts at 10, so I just want to let everybody know there's still time to get there and cheer on our black shirts. So now back to Maria Wadena and La Casa de Esperanza. So in addition to the school, which I believe to be a wonderful school, there are some other programs. I know there's the weatherization program.
Correct. We have the largest weatherization program in the state of Wisconsin.
Wow.
And that's where we go in and audit homes that are typically low-income homes. You have to qualify for the program. And, you know, whether it's insulation, we go in there to mitigate energy costs.
Okay.
So we try to – the goal is to improve costs by 30% for their bills.
Okay.
Their energy bills, and it could be insulation, it could be new appliances, it could be a water boiler. It's spectacular, and it could just you know, be something as simple as light bulbs that need to be replaced and are more energy efficient.
Okay, love it.
We also have our Center for Financial Stability, which is right down the road here.
I saw that. You know, I drove by there as I get my coffee on Saturday mornings at Katrina Cafe. Have you been there yet?
Yes, I have.
Love it.
Yes.
And Judith takes great care of me. She's always there on Saturday mornings, an aspiring medical student, a sophomore at Catholic Memorial High School. So be sure to say hi to Judith for me if you're going in there this morning, and makes a great cup of coffee. And the whole team there. So I want to have the two owners, who are also Carroll University graduates, on the show hopefully soon.
That's excellent. So our building is right there. That was the First Federal building. They donated the building to us.
Oh, okay.
So we are very lucky, and it's odd that we ended up with a bank building because it has a drive-through, and that was that gave us the ability.
A great fit.
Yes, during COVID, that gave us the ability to do taxes through the drive-through window.
Sure.
So we were able to serve so many people in the community even during COVID and during the shutdown.
Sure.
We do free tax service, which is our VITA, Volunteer Income Tax Service.
Terrific.
We do about 1,500 taxes a year.
Okay.
And we're also doing them virtual, and we still use the drive-through and in-person. And we're able, because we're doing the virtual, we're able to cover, I believe it's about 26 counties in the state of Wisconsin that we cover for that. We are also HUD certified, so we help folks who are first-time home buyers.
Okay.
We offer the classes right in there. They've been doing virtual classes.
Sure.
I believe we've had about 109 participants in the last year with the HUD certified classes, and we've had 34 homeowners.
Oh, great.
So new homes. So it's a brand new program. It started about 2 years ago, and it's really taking off.
Okay.
We also have low-income housing for seniors. Right off of Sunset.
Okay, terrific. So hold on to that, Maria. When we come back for the break, we're going to continue talking about the wonderful programs at La Casa de Esperanza, as well as learn a little bit more about our friend Maria Wadena when This Week in Waukesha continues. Do not go away.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A blend of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 42. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 25. Cloudy again tomorrow, 40. Low 30s Tuesday and Wednesday with a chance for mixed precipitation Wednesday. 1 to 2 inches of snow Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
This Week in Waukesha, and that is Jimmy Cliff with Many Rivers to Cross. Calvin, are you a big Jimmy Cliff fan?
I can't say that I am, but this song is pretty good.
You have so much to learn. There's a movie he made, too, called The Harder They Come, which was like one of his greatest hits, one of the great songs, too. But check that out sometime. I'm sure you could find it on YouTube. But hey, I just thought it'd be one of my favorite tunes and a great fit for this being also being Black History Month. And as you know, La Casa de Esperanza, I'm here with Maria Wadena, Vice President of Engagement for La Casa de Esperanza. And she was just explaining the different programs in addition to the wonderful charter school, which I have a close connection to, familial connection. But with La Casa doesn't just serve our Latino community, but other communities, and not just of color, too. But there is a growing kind of African-American segment, correct, in the La Casa community. Yeah.
Correct. Yes. We. So a little bit of the history of La Casa. It started as a – it was three families that were seeing that there was a lot of injustices done to the Latino population that was moving into Waukesha back in 1955. And they realized that something was wrong, and they kept going to their pastors saying, you know, this is happening. There's a lot of discrimination. And so the pastor said, we'll do something about it. Mm-hmm. And they did, and they purchased a little house off of Ryan Street, and they started a program for four-year-olds where they were teaching them English and almost like a daycare during the summer. And that morphed into the parents wanted to learn English, and so they had standing room only ESL classes, and it just kind of went from there. And so originally you had to be Latino to seek services and get services from La Casa, but now 57 years later, here we are, and we're still, you know, we service the whole community as a whole.
Right.
It doesn't matter what your skin color is or your background.
Sure.
Primarily, we do have in most of our programs at least 50% Latino currently.
Okay.
But you know, most of our, in our charter school, you see a little bit of everything. And I think that's what makes our school so unique and so beautiful, that it's so diverse. And we do have a dual language program, which is such a great program in terms of seeing these little kids. We've seen some, I've seen some Asian children reading in Spanish, and it just warms my heart. So just a wonderful environment. Not only to be for the community, but also as an employee, it's a wonderful environment to work in.
Sure. So we talked about the school. We talked about the weatherization program. We talked about the Center for Financial Stability. Did I get that
correct?
We also talked about your different housing programs, like one for new homeowners.
Correct. And that's part of the Center for Financial Stability.
Okay. Yep. Sure.
Our HUD certification. And then they also do financial counseling, coaching. And we do have an employment section to that, where we help folks that are looking for jobs, and we help them with resumes. We help them with...
Sounds like it could be its own agency, that Center for Financial Stability.
Truly. Sure. So they do amazing work out of there. The director, Gina Sanchez, is very connected to the community, and she herself is just incredible. So we do have, you know, that program just blows me away every time I learn more about what they're doing.
Sure.
And then I was mentioning the Senior Center, which is our Village 1 and Village 2, or senior housing for adults 62 years or older, or adults with mobility disabilities. And that is off of Sunset, right behind the Meyer.
Right.
Okay. We have 67 units.
Okay.
And so...
That's right. You're about to talk about Sunset. So.
Yep. So it's right on Sunset.
Okay. So you're also spreading out more geographically, too, not just here in downtown.
Correct. So we have that. And so really we have birth to, you know, cradle to grave. Grave services.
Great. Okay.
And then our early childhood education program, which is for kids 6 weeks old through 13-year-olds, because we have the before and after school program through there. But then we have the 3-year-olds, and then from there they move on to the charter school into 4K. So that's also an exciting program. And it's, you know, through the years, right now after COVID, had a lot of problems with staff, like everybody else did. So we're finally seeing more of an increase, and we're hiring more people. So that program is on its way.
That's terrific.
To what it was before COVID.
Okay. So now we have a minute and a half for the next break, and I wanted to mention at one time there was a restaurant component, and that facility still exists.
Correct.
Is there discussion about returning to that?
No, there is not, unfortunately.
Beautiful facility.
It is gorgeous, yes.
And I know you still use it for your events.
So we use it for events, private events. Some of our donors, our corporate donors, use it for events for them, for their employees. Okay. However, we have 300 meals a day that we're cooking out of the kitchen in there for the school and the early childhood that it just doesn't. We can't run around.
So it's still being used,
Correct. The kitchen is being used.
Sure.
Just not the the actual
in terms of like a consumer restaurant type experience. Okay.
Yes. But it was when I remember coming in there and having lunch, and the food was phenomenal.
Yeah. Oh, it looks very authentic.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
It looks like a fun place to go and have a meal or a dinner and
absolutely.
Or a margarita if you have your liquor license, I'm sure, for events.
Yes, we do. And it's a great space. So anybody that's looking for, you know, we work with our corporate donors.
Okay. Sounds great. Hey, when we come back on This Week in Waukesha, we're going to talk more about the gala that Maria's been working very hard on, along with the rest of her team at La Casa, as well as some other local news here in the Shaw. Don't go away.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Our oldest living president is now in hospice care. Jimmy Carter's at his home in Georgia. William Dombey with the National Association of Home Care and Hospice.
A significant portion of patients on hospice care
may die within a very short period of time, 7 to 10 days. There are patients on hospice care sometimes for over a year.
Residents of East Palestine, Ohio are concerned about their health 2 weeks after a train derailed carrying toxic chemicals.
Everybody's going back to business as normal. It's never going to be normal for a long time in this town.
A white Louisiana police officer is free on $25,000 bond after fatally shooting an unarmed black man. Shreveport Citizens Watchdogs Organization member Alvin Oliver.
So we need to get a grip on this crime. You know, this man shouldn't be dead. Our police should be better trained.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again. Like,
yeah.
I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country, and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha, and this is a song called Freshman by a band from East Lansing, Michigan called Verve Pipe. And as many of you know, I'm an alumnus of Michigan State University, and my heart certainly goes out to my alma mater and to the Sparty Nation after that awful attack at gunpoint that happened earlier this week, which 3 students were killed and several more were injured, and as I understand, are still fighting for their lives and continuing to keep my fellow Spartans including a lot of friends who have children going to school there, you know, keeping them in my thoughts and prayers. And it's just a vicious cycle. It's like you talk about 6 degrees of separation, and it's like, when is enough enough? And I have someone on hold that's waiting for me, and this is my friend Tyler Pudliner, who he was on the show with his mom Katie last year. And Tyler was one of the survivors of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack back in November of November 21st, 2021. And so grateful Tyler survived, but he's also doing so much in the community now. And he's here to talk about Putty, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Don.
Hey, buddy. Good. Hey, thanks for calling. You're here to talk about a promotion you're doing, right? Like a fundraiser?
Yeah, so after the parade, actually, first I want to congratulate Maria and La Casa de Esperanza for all the hard work they do in the community, and I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on during your busy schedule and make this announcement.
You are a class act, Tyler. This is a senior at Waukesha South, by the way. So, just
thank you, Tyler. Welcome.
Wise beyond his years. Well played, my friend. Go ahead.
After the parade attack, I started a nonprofit organization called the Bobblehead Bring Us Together Project. So if any listeners out there are big bobblehead collectors or fans, you can follow the page at Bobblehead Bring Us Together Project on Facebook, and we have Instagram and Twitter. But I started a fundraiser after the death of Milwaukee police officer Peter Jerving, who was shot and killed last Monday morning, or Tuesday morning, excuse me. And we're doing a bobblehead fundraiser. We're collecting bids on different bobblehead auctions on our page until March 8th, which is the end of the 30-day grieving period. And 100% of the proceeds collected will go to the Jerving family and his girlfriend, Megan. So I just wanted to get all the listeners to check out the page. And if you're big bobblehead collectors or fans, make sure you get some bids going. And I said that's going until March 8th. So I wanted to thank you again, Don, for letting me make the announcement.
Yeah, I'm really glad you called, Tyler. And, yeah, sorry I couldn't give you more time. But, yeah, we'll have to have you back on the show real soon. And any developments on that, you know, give us a call next week. Next week we're going to have Carroll University's head football coach, affectionately known as Coach Buddha, and one of his defensive coaches. Let me get to the names here. Bear with me a second. But, Garen Holly. And Garen will be running a minority coaches clinic in early March. So, call into that show, Tyler, and spread the word about all the great things. Carroll's head coach is Mike Budazuski. And again, affectionately known as Coach Buddha. So we're really excited about having them on the show next week. And so Tyler, tell us one more time the name of your fundraiser, please.
The organization is called the Bobblehead Bring Us Together Project, and then we're doing the Officer Jerving Memorial Fundraiser. It's on Facebook, but we do have Instagram and Twitter pages as well. So it's probably the easiest to find on Facebook, and then you can go everywhere else and visit our website at bobblestogether.com as well to get more information.
Sounds great. Tyler, I can't thank you enough for calling, and I'm going to have to connect you with Maria Wadena someday. I think you guys should partner up. There's a lot of great things you guys could be doing together for La Casa and for the Waukesha community. So thank you for all that you do in making Waukesha strong. Tyler Pudliner, thanks again.
Definitely.
Enjoy your Saturday, my friend.
Thanks, Tyler.
All right. Thank you.
So as I mentioned, Tyler's a senior at Waukesha South, and I just wanted to throw in a few more announcements. It was a very busy sports week here as the Blackshirt basketball team. They had a rescheduled game on Monday evening, which is a rare time for them to play, but they beat Port Washington. And then they were supposed to play Thursday night, but the snowstorm we had canceled the game. They rescheduled for 2 o'clock, and they had to have it at Waukesha North because Waukesha South has a big state swim competition going on this weekend. So thanks to Carl Anderson, athletic director, who I met last night. We'll get to that in a second. But Waukesha South also beat Maguanago yesterday afternoon in a very impressive win. They've swept Maguanago and on a nice two-game winning streak as they head into their last two games. Tuesday night is senior night as they host Menominee Falls. We will not be covering that game because we'll be covering the election primaries Tuesday night, and yours truly will be part of that coverage. But Thursday night, Calvin and I will be back as the Blackshirts finish out the regular season at Arrowhead. And then from there, we'll look and see what their playoff schedule looks like. So congratulations to Coach Bo Richter and their success so far in this season. And then Waukesha Wings. So busy sports week. I was at the basketball game yesterday, and then we went over to the pond in Brookfield where our Waukesha Wings, who won on Tuesday night, I was there. They beat KMMO 6-3 to advance to the playoffs as an eighth seed, and they lost a heartbreaker to number one seed Brookfield Stars 4-3. But it really was an exciting game. Had kind of that 1980 U.S. Olympic team feel to it because they were playing a team that much stronger, faster, outmatched them. And for a while there, they were leading in that game. And unfortunately for us, the Stars, you know, pulled it out, but not by much. It came down to the last shot, actually. We almost tied it and the last, you know, face off of the game with 1.8 seconds left. But great season for the Wings, and looking forward to more great things from the Waukesha Wings, which is a combined team of all of the four Waukesha high schools. So anyway, back to Maria Wedina and La Casa de Esperanza. And before the break, we were talking about, what were we talking about again, Maria? I'm losing my mind here. We were talking about La Casa. So, well, let's just recap. We've been through all the different programs.
Correct.
And, oh, I know we were talking about the food service and the beautiful
the
cafe that you
correct.
Had. Yep,
correct.
Yep. Correct. So, and then we're going to lead into, so what else can we talk about the gala, though, that people should get excited about?
Well, we mentioned the kids and the kids being the
proceeds benefit. Oh, that's right. Yep.
Yes. And the proceeds for the gala will go to our charter school, which
fantastic.
Is one of the things that we're going to roll out is a campaign, a sponsor a child campaign.
Okay.
Which is, and I for some of your listeners, there is a discrepancy in, there's a difference between what we get for funding per student. Where and we're still considered a public school, correct?
Right.
Or a charter school.
Sure.
But what a regular public school gets compared to what we get is about a $3,000 gap.
Mm.
So there is we're going to roll out a campaign of $2,500 to sponsor a child to
love
help
it.
With that gap.
Okay.
And 100% of those proceeds will go to the child.
That's
so
fantastic.
It is for different programs that we offer. We offer you know, like I said before and after school, but we have interventionists. We now rolled out our STEM and Project Lead the Way program this school year,
right.
Which, you know, there's costs associated with that. There's
sure.
field trips. There's so much that entails that gap. And
right.
we're hoping to launch that during the gala this year and, you know, hope that we have 100%. We have 230 students. If we could get 230 people, corporate donations, whatever it is to help us cover that $2,500 gap,
okay.
The school will be, you know, will be in good shape by next year. So that's going to be my crusade for this year, is trying to raise those funds to cover that.
Well, it's great how you've packaged that because it allows these foundations or these individual donors or these, corporate charitable programs to directly touch the life of a child.
Correct.
With that sponsorship or donation. So
correct.
I love
and
that.
So that's gonna be
sure.
You know, that's gonna be on the forefront of this next year, just
okay.
so that everybody gets, you know, that's gonna be the flavor
so,
of the
now if someone wants to participate, they either want to buy some tickets or can they buy a table or they want to sponsor? Who do they call or what do they do?
They can call myself. They can go into our website, lacasadeesperanza.org, and go under annual gala, and you'll see all the information. You'll see the invitation, and you can buy tickets right online, or you can give me a call at on my website or send me an at our website and send me an email.
Terrific.
And it's all on our website.
That sounds great. So, and then are there also, in addition to the gala, are there also opportunities for people in the community to volunteer?
Absolutely. We are always, you know, there's always volunteer opportunities within the charter school, with our Center for Financial Stability, especially in particular at this time of year, we're always looking for volunteers to help us with our tax services.
Okay.
That's huge. And I know that the team there will train with whatever role you want to partake in.
Mm-hmm.
And right now they're in full, you know, tax mode.
Okay.
But for next year, I mean, they start taking applicants, you know, early, you know, November, October.
Sure.
So that's a great opportunity, not only to volunteer, but also to learn. I, I urge, you know, young people to come and learn how to do taxes. It's a benefit not only for the community, but for themselves.
No doubt. No doubt.
That's so great. That's, you know, with that. So Gina's program typically has a lot of volunteer opportunities.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Okay. So want to let everybody know that here at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, our resident legal expert has just arrived, James Santel, whose show Morning Cannolis is on after my show at 9 o'clock. So stick around. Jim's going to provide 2 hours of great discussion on the latest legal issues affecting us locally and nationally, as well as in our politics and our government. So stick around for James Santel. And going to give Jim, on Jim's show, he always mentions historic dates, and I hope that he doesn't forget about February 22nd, 1980, which would be a 43rd anniversary. I hope he discusses that at length. So, but just throwing that out there for Jim. But anyway, so Maria, you were telling me before the show started how you first became involved with La Casa. Could you tell us about that again?
Yes, I became involved with La Casa in 2016. Mm-hmm. I was on the board of directors, and then I was also...
We haven't talked about this yet on the show, right?
No.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure.
Yes, and then I was on their education committee. I was the chair of the education committee, and then the CEO at the time, Dr. Anselmo Villarreal, reached out to me and asked me if I would come on board as he was leaving. And so it's been an honor, and what started as a part-time job has been, you know, it was easy. It's an easy transition for me because I fell in love with La Casa the moment I had my first tour.
Sure.
I was like, okay, sign me up. What do I do? What do you need? What can I do? So I'm passionate about the school. I'm passionate about education. I'm passionate about every child deserves an opportunity to have great education. And even though we have fantastic schools in Waukesha County, there's still an achievement gap between Black, Brown students and those students of low income. So I think that's where we empower students, and we need to see, you know, remember the mission for the school is to empower these students that would otherwise have been lost through the cracks in the regular public school system. We have small class sizes. So that's my passion is truly the school.
Sure. I love it. So now, do you do any other type of work in addition to your commitments at La Casa?
I have enough work I have a family of, I have two boys. I have a junior in high school and an eighth grader. So they keep me busy. So between my responsibilities at La Casa, I'm trying to juggle both. So yeah, that's my main thing is my family.
Sure. Okay. That's terrific. So, and Saturday, March 4th, what time does the gala start?
It starts at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Nice. And typically this event, will be there till 10 o'clock.
Great.
But
will there be live music too?
There will not, but you know what we will have? We will have hula dancers.
Nice.
So we are very excited during the 5 and 6 o'clock hour, during the cocktail hour, we will have hula dancers that will be getting us in the mood.
Sounds great. Okay. So when we return on this week's workshop, Maria Wadena is going to tell us a little bit more about what to expect at the gala, as well as some other exciting developments going on at La Casa de Esperanza as the agency continues to grow and meet the changing needs of our local populations. So don't go away this week.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 42. Winds out of the southwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 25 tonight. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 40. 1 to 2 inches of snow Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Shadows are falling and I'm running out of breath. Keep me in your heart for a while. If I leave you, it doesn't mean I love you any less.
Speaking of Waukesha,
keep me in your heart.
And this is Warren Zevon, who wrote this song shortly before he passed away, called Keep Me in My Heart. Really tugs at the old heartstrings. And Warren Zevon, after many years of being overlooked, has been nominated to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And so I'm part of the campaign to elect him, to send him to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame posthumously. So, Calvin, that's another assignment for you. If you don't know Warren Zevon, make that your assignment to really check out his music. And he wrote a lot of great songs for other great artists, too, before going on his own. So his impact on rock and roll is very far-reaching, as my good friend James Santel will confirm. When he comes on at 9 o'clock with Morning Cannoli. So we're winding things up here with Maria Wadena, who's from La Casa de Esperanza, Vice President of Community Engagement. So glad you can join us and for your gift of time this morning. And she's working very hard on promoting this is the 57th annual gala.
Correct.
So to give you an idea of how long the agency, because what year did the agency start?
1955.
Is that right? Wow.
Yes.
So, so it's one of the oldest community service agencies, perhaps in all of Waukesha, if not
correct.
Waukesha County.
Yep.
So there is quite a legacy of service and support, and a lot of lives, generations of lives touched, and yet still so much more work to be done. And the gala's one of the pillars for how they raise awareness and support. And so I mentioned, Mayor Riley will be there. State Representative Scott Allen will be there. I forgot to mention my former colleague on the council, Cassie Rodriguez, I believe, probably has a seat or two. If not, we'll have to give her the heart, the full court press, because she's been a longtime supporter of La Casa.
Excellent. So, yeah. Yes, we have the community really rallies around La Casa in terms of, public officials. And we're very fortunate to have very good relationships with everybody.
Right. So, and a lot of, I mentioned our elected leaders, but there's also a lot of business leaders that, like I said, you're honoring the Malinger family, and there's, you talk about a great legacy of business success in Waukesha.
Absolutely.
And are there any other that come to mind that are worth mentioning or?
Last year, our legacy award winner was Ken Reisch from R&R Insurance, and he is another one of our big not only financial supporters, but just he serves on our foundation board.
Love it.
And just such a great ambassador for La Casa. And,
sure.
Always has his heart is at La Casa. So we're very, very, very fortunate to have him. And so many other people that make up, that group of donors that truly, they're the Aloha is the theme this year.
Sure.
It's
which means hello and goodbye in Hawaiian.
It does, but it actually also means breath of life when you
I
dig
love that.
Into the
literally.
Menu.
Okay.
Correct. And that's why we picked that, because we wanted our donors to know that they're the breath of life.
Love it.
They're the, you know, without them, we
sure
we wouldn't be here. So that's being that the theme, that's what we want to portray and our appreciation or our gratitude for everybody sure. that gives to La Casa, whether it's their time, whether it's their treasure, their, you know, our board of directors and their wisdom and their.
Sure.
So we are very fortunate to have to be surrounded by so many people that.
Yes.
We know at any point we can call and they have our backs.
That's great. Well, and there's new developments, right? And there's planning. And what is some of the things La Casa is working on now that you think the community should be aware of and may want to look at lending some support?
So one of the things that we're looking at, and as you know, your lovely wife works at the school, is we're trying to grow the school. So the school is my hopes and my goals for the school is that we're bursting at the seams, and we will eventually need to build a middle school. So I think the community will see in the next 2 to 3 years plans for building a middle school across the street from
nice.
Where it currently is.
Oh, to expand in the existing
correct.
Facility.
Correct. Okay. So we've been terrific. Buying some properties and kind of, planning, having our sites in that. So, you know, that will be at some point a capital campaign to build a middle school. But again, that's what we need, and
sure.
we need to be able to offer the best space for our children.
Yes, absolutely.
So that will be, that's in the horizon. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, things always arise within the year and things change. And so we're excited about what this year brings.
Sure.
My main priority this year really is to bring new people, new corporate donors, looking at a recession possibly. We've been very fortunate in the last couple of years with some big grants that came along
terrific.
And were very helpful. But now we need to maintain those services that we provided because of those grants.
Right.
And to continue that, we need to have more funding. So sure. that's my goal is to really hit. And,
okay.
And that's why I don't want to be a long kept secret anymore.
Yep. I hear
so
you.
So we need to change that. And we need everybody to know who La Casa Esperanza is in Waukesha. And honestly, a lot of people, even in Waukesha, do not know
you're right.
who we are.
And a great way to get to know the mission while also having a great time and a Hawaiian theme party.
Correct.
Is to join Maria and friends at La Casa's 57th annual gala, 5 o'clock March 4th. That's 2 weeks from this Saturday, so you still have time to make plans. And it goes somewhat late into the evening. It'll be a lot of fun, some hula dancing.
Yes.
And we haven't even gotten to the fairs yet, but we'll kind of keep that mystery out there. In the 2 minutes remaining, Maria, is there anything else you want to mention that I haven't covered, that we haven't covered about the gala, about the mission that you can't leave without letting Waukesha know?
I think we're covering it. I think it's just getting the word out. Getting the fact that we really service everybody in the community and that we have so many different programs. I think people that do know about La Casa, sometimes they say, oh, yeah, you have a charter school or you're a daycare or they don't realize the vast amount of programming that we have. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important for everybody to know that we really cover everything. You know, a lot of people are maybe for whatever reason like to give to a financial, mm-hmm. you know, more of the housing. So mm-hmm. we really have a pocket for everybody. And there's
sounds
so many
great.
Philanthropic
well
people in Waukesha mm-hmm. that wherever their heart is,
I
we probably
it.
Have something for them to
sounds
to,
great.
To tie them.
All right. Maria Wadena, Vice President of Community Engagement, La Casa de Esperanza. Join her on her gala March 4th. Thank you for joining me. Hey, want to give a quick congratulations.
You
oh, you bet. Quick congratulations to Carroll University junior forward Josh Gonzaga of the men's soccer program, who was invited to the Philippines this week to try out for their U23 national football team. Best of luck. Carroll's football coaches will be on my show next Saturday. Please nominate, elect Warren Zevon to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Maria Wadina of La Casa de Esperanza. Thanks again, everybody. Safety is everyone's responsibility, and see ya!
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.